Boogie check, ooh-ah.
Boogie check, ooh-ah.
Boogie check, ooh-ah.
Boogie check, ooh-ah.
And a fine tune it is, too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, if so, then stop what you're doing and give me a call at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. On the Boogie Check of Life. On the Boogie Check of what? I said the Boogie Check of Life. What does that mean? That means that anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. But that's not my job. That's your job. 312-981-7200. And as you know probably by now, Bob Sherrod has a wondrous morning radio program here at 720 WGN. Starts at 5 a.m. And between 5 and 5:30, he takes the first call and gives them a prize. So I said, I'll steal that. 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number. The first caller right now wins a prize. 312-981-7200. That's the number to win a prize here on the Boogie Check of Life at 720 WGN. Just look at Tom Hush sitting in there with his red beanie on, just waiting to answer your phone calls. That's what he's doing. 312-981-7200. He's taking a nap. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Come on now. You know you want a free thing, don't you? Everybody wants free something or other. Holy interested. Where is that call now? Hold on a second.
Thank you so much.
Kathy?
Yes.
How
here
are
I am.
Here you are.
I'm
What's going on?
I'm just leaving Portillo's.
Oh, what do we have at Portillo's this evening?
Well, we're taking it home. Beef sandwich, salad, burger, feeding the family.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds great. I'm starving. Oh, well, you just...
I'm too far away to get it to you.
Oh, I know. I wasn't implying that. Not really. Okay, so, Kathy, on your way home from Portillo's, you are the first caller, and you win a desktop weather station from American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com. Stay on the line there so we can get all the appropriate info that we need to get you what you won. Good evening, John. You're on 720 WGN. Hello.
Hey, Rutgers. I've listened to you for a couple of decades, haven't I?
I hope so.
Yeah. I just checking in with you. I just left my Narnon group meeting. That's meetings for loved ones of addicts.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I have an addict in my life, my son, and we get together as a family of loved ones and share that, just like Al-Anon does, families of loved ones of alcoholics. And I just reach out to you and your listening audience that if you have an addict and you need somebody to talk with and listen to and learn from, these Narnon groups are all over the world, and it's time well spent.
How would I get in touch with one of them?
Well, the best is on the interweb. You look up Narnon family groups, and you'll see one. We have one in Woodstock here on Thursday nights, but they're everywhere in between.
Okay. Good words. Good advice. Thanks, John.
Right on, Buzz. Keep her going.
All right, I will. Thanks for listening. 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number on the Boogie Check of Life. That's 312-981-7200. Coming up after the 8:30 news, Ian Schur. Yeah, you know his name. He's the editor-at-large from CNET.com. Comcast interrupted outages. Remember all that just not that long ago? Internet, backup devices. What are we going to do without our internet? I don't think we can communicate. Well, he'll fill us in on what that's about.
I remember when my grandpappy used to have dial-up.
So do I. Only it wasn't my grandpappy.
It was me.
It was me. Remember that noise?
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, close.
We got broadband pretty early in our house, so, you know.
Well, yes, okay. But, I mean, dial-up was the way to go in the beginning.
Yeah, it couldn't be on the phone and on the internet at the same time. All right, Darth.
Maybe it was, I don't know, something like that.
Jim Bohannon, WGN.
There's the jingle, there's the man, there's the Bohannon.
Hey, but of course, you know, you were talking about broadband. I recall in the movie Some Like It Hot, Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon played in a broadband. Recall that? Maybe not.
You sexist pig, you.
I know. Oh, and the second caller and the step program that he was telling you about.
Yes.
I belong to Rationalizers Anonymous. It's RA is only a three-step program, but, you know, what the heck, right?
And then you're out the door, right?
Exactly. You know, it doesn't really matter. So, anyway, but enough about me. Let's talk about me. All right. Coming up tonight at 1 a.m. On this very program, Bill Frady, he is a Second Amendment expert. We'll talk a bit about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, which, of course, has captivated the country. And then at 2 a.m., we're going to have on Larry Behrens, who says that there is an energy crisis coming to Europe, and it will rebound to affect us in terms of supply and in terms of cost as we try to stay cozy along the loop come January.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not easy to do, as I well know. So that's what we have for you. Oh, and one other thing.
Yes.
You got a second.
Yeah,
all
sure.
Right. One other thing here. Yeah. I must tell you about this. We do a little daily feature that I run every morning about 3:55 a.m. And this feature coming up here just in a couple of days is from the Parkside Pub of Huntley, Illinois. You know where Huntley is?
I sure do.
Yeah, up to the northwest. Okay.
Yes.
The Parkside Pub, every year before Thanksgiving, just the day before Thanksgiving, so this year, Wednesday, November the 24th, they have this year it's the 39th annual Turkey Testicle Festival. I'm serious. And they bread them and deep fry them, and they've ordered 1,200 pounds of turkey testicles, and I wanted every listener to WGN to know.
Jim, they're delicious.
Are they really? Is that Tom?
Oh, yes,
although,
it is.
I don't think the turkeys think they're that great.
No, they do not. But, of course, they do learn to gobble soprano, so, you know.
So what are you doing with these turkey testicle Huntley people?
I do a feature that I run on the program. It's a little humorous feature. I just tell people about it. And that will be running, I don't know when that's running, next Tuesday,
we'll
I think
it out.
Is.
Okay, cool.
Next Tuesday, I think it runs. So,
wanted
you to know.
Well, thank you, Jim. Talk to you next week, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. Could be, depending on the schedule.
Have you ever had turkey testicles, John?
The last, you know...
Careful. I see you.
I see you. I'm checking you out. Two drinks, both for me. I don't want to answer that question. No, I've not had turkey testicles.
Well, they're really good.
Great.
They really are.
So what?
I think they're high in protein. That's how I keep my dancer's body.
Okay. I mean, I don't even want to go there. But I think I might be there anyway. So turkey testicles, are they in a testicle spot on the turkey?
Well, they're separated.
What does that mean?
Well, they're not, you're not... Like they're taking off the turkey.
Well, I know that.
Okay, I wasn't sure where you were getting that.
Well, I thought maybe it's a special Thanksgiving feast. Look, kids, we've got mashed potatoes, we've got bean salad, and turkey testicles.
Long-running tradition out there in Huntley. Love it.
You know, isn't Huntley, though, the milk capital of the world?
Milk? I'd not heard that.
Wait a minute. Have I got the right suburb? Or town, rather? Don't they have a huge cow, like when you enter in the town?
I don't think so. Not that I ever saw.
Now, wait a minute. Do some half-assed research, will you? 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number. 312-981-7200 here on the Boogie Check of Life. Or as I like to say, 312-981-7200, as in... Zero Mustel. 312-981-7200. Let's get some calls going. Have you found anything about Huntley or Brinkley? Oh, only kidding, of course. Ah, here we go. I knew that people would come to the aid of John Landecker. doing his crazy boogie check thing well past his prime and all that kind of stuff. Right? Yeah. Judy.
Yeah, John.
Yes.
You were, well, it's off of Route 14.
Oh, wait.
Once you get into Harvard. They have a milk festival with ice cream and stuff.
Yes.
The beginning of June.
As I'm getting a bunch of texts now, too. Harvard, Illinois is the milk capital of the world. They have the Statue of the Cow.
Huntley has Orion Samuelson.
You know
Samuelson.
What I did
That's
to
it.
My daughter one time?
What'd you do?
When she was young. Well, it was Thanksgiving time. I bought a whole turkey. And you reach inside and everything's packed in there.
Yeah.
I took the neck out. I took the giblets. And she was, like, roaming around the kitchen. And I said, come here, take a look at this. I had arranged it that it looked like a turkey penis with balls. I am such a great mom. So now she can pass down that tradition to her kids.
Oh,
my God.
Thanks for calling. Thank you. Here's an interesting text.
Okay.
This is from 214, Christine in Bucktown. Landecker is like Kogan or Milt on shrooms.
Hmm.
I'll take that as a huge compliment.
Do you think we could get that on a billboard?
No.
Oh.
Milt Rosenberg. Did I ever tell you that Milt Rosenberg took sociology from my father at the University of Michigan?
Oh, well, if you're going to be as smart as Milt, you got to learn from the best.
Oh, I'm not as smart as Milt.
No
one on earth was as smart as Milt.
Well, he learned from your father.
That was just
a piece of
it. Do you know that
it.
You, in WGN producer... urban legend lore, if you wanted to be a producer on Milt's Rosenberg's program, you had to take a test.
Yeah.
I mean, a test.
I know. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I had to take a test here, too.
Yeah, but, I bet you. But it was a drug test.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cow is in Harvard named Harmilda. For Harvard Milk Days, which is a festival that they have. And I apologize to, who did I say? I didn't say Harvard, I said...
Huntley.
Yeah,
the people of Huntley. They're proud people in Huntley.
Are they in the same area? I think...
Well, Harvard's farther north, I think, if I remember. Yeah.
I've been there. I liked it. It's the Harvard of the Midwest. Because it's Harvard. 720 WGN. John Landecker and the boogie check of life. We've got it going now. Hey, Mike. You're on WGN.
Hey. How are you?
Good. You?
Well, I'm okay, except you've got all these affinities for towns that start with the letter H, but you keep leaving mine out.
Hell?
Wow.
What? No.
I've called him before. This is the mayor of Hampshire, Illinois.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes, so now,
yeah, you have.
So now you're saying my town is hell.
No. There's a town in Michigan that starts with an H, and it's called hell.
I can hear you backpedaling from here.
No. I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Yeah.
I just. Come on.
How are you doing today, John?
I'm fine.
Are your meds? How are your meds? Are they good?
I'm like Big Lou. I'm on meds too.
I was just calling because it is Harvard that you were speaking about with the cow, and it's Harvard Milk Days Festival and all that good stuff.
So what?
Again, Harvard, Huntley. You know, what about some love for Hampshire?
Yeah, you got it. What's happening in Hampshire these days?
Well, we've got a big holiday festival coming up on December 11th.
And
we're going to do our annual holiday parade where we do the parade at dusk and everybody decorates their cars and Santa Claus rides on a fire ladder
all
truck.
Right, yes. In- yep.
So if you want to come be an MC, come on.
Okay, well, I'll have my people talk to your people.
Yeah, so that's a no.
That's a no. Yeah.
It's all right. Hey, you got to give me some credit for the college try here.
Absolutely, Mayor. Absolutely. And have a great night, and thank you for calling again. And I will always include Hampshire in all of my discussions of towns with H's.
As you should.
As
except
I should.
Except for when comparing it to hell.
Exactly. Right. All right. Thank you. Whew, so many dignitaries. So little time. Yeah. But we did have people on from Hell, Michigan
we
once.
We did. Yeah. We had the... And pastor of hell.
And it was really good.
Yeah, the mayor
of
hell.
They were great.
Yeah, the mayor of hell, and then also the preacher of hell.
Right.
And you could stay in an Airbnb in hell and be the mayor of hell for a day.
And they had a thing, you used to send something, and you could get your letters postmarked from hell.
Yeah.
You could.
I did pitch to my fiancé. I said, what if?
You have to pitch your fiancé? That's a weird expression.
Oh, I made a pitch to my fiance that we could go elope to Michigan and get married in hell.
Truer words were never spoken.
Yeah.
What did she have to say to that?
She already lives it every day with me. Why not make it official?
What did she say?
She said, no, thank you, my love. We will not get married in hell.
We'll just live in it after we're married. Okay, then.